Hi everyone, my name is Sam Prote and my research focuses on soils that are subject to oil spills in the heart of the oil boom in western North Dakota. But specifically, I'm looking at a remediation process known as thermal desorption. And today I'll be sharing with you the specific phosphorus study that I'm doing as part of my project. So for a little background, in 2013, the United States' largest land oil spill of approximately 20,000 barrels of crude oil occurred in North Dakota due to a pipeline leak. And in the aerial image there, you can see the remediation site, and those specific soils are being remediated by the process of thermal desorption. And thermal desorption, what that is just where they take the soil, they excavate it, the contaminated soil, and they put it into a thermal desorption unit. And the unit has like an oven-like feature in it, where the soil passes through there and is heated at 350 degrees Celsius for around 10 to 15 minutes. And that allows for the oil hydrocarbons to volatilize and leave the system as carbon dioxide and water vapor. And then on the other end, we have the clean soil that comes out. And the clean soil is then available to respread and put back into its original place. And that's where we come in. We do our research and make sure that the soil is functional and is able to produce crops for crop production, which is very important in the area of North Dakota that we're working in. So, previous research has been done by my fellow grad students on physical, biological, and chemical aspects of these soils, but we're still trying to figure out how thermal desorption and the heating directly affects soil fertility. So we're starting with looking at phosphorus, and our first objective is evaluating the sorption of phosphorus to these soils before and after it's exposed to this heat. So this was determined by batch experiments and the use of isotherms. And the soils that we used were native top and subsoil, and that was collected from nearby the remediation site. And then we used the crude contaminated stockpiled soil that was from within the site. And each of these three soils were sent through the thermal desorption unit, so we had six soil samples that we were using. And on the right-hand side, you can see that previous research showed that dissolved organic carbon was increasing after soils were thermally desorbed. So that led us to believe that phosphorus may be associating with this dissolved organic carbon or organic complexes. So we decided to remove all these organics by autoclaving our samples and then reading for phosphate again to quantify this phosphorus associated with organics. So in short, we found that phosphorus sorption increases after these soils are thermally desorbed or exposed to this heat. And you can see this by looking at the right-hand side of the isotherms, and their curves are higher. So that means that their S-max values, or the maximum sorption capacity, the maximum amount of P that can be retained by the soil at one time, is higher after it's been thermally desorbed. So that the isotherms can give us insight on if phosphorus is going to be available for plants in crop production, or if it will be a potential factor in runoff and for environmental concern. But we did not find any significant differences in phosphorus associating with dissolved organic carbon, but it did pose some new, very interesting research questions. So if you guys have any questions on the oil spill in general or the process of thermal desorption, I can go more into detail on that on my poster, or anything regarding phosphorus or dissolved organic carbon, you should come see me at poster 1311 from 4 to 6 this afternoon.
Watch.